two old cats that called on out to me. They said, hey, son, come help me with this load. I gotta make
this is Carrie Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KBR 680 and 104.5, the sports leader.
All right, Carrie Crowley joins us, Bay Area News Group. How are you today?
It's a wonderful day in Scottsdale, Marty. How
are
you?
Well, the weather's a little different today than yesterday. Yesterday was that rusty, dusty, old cowboy kind of day, the wind blowing, and today it's not quite as hot and cloudy.
Yeah, you saw all the staffers from the Chamber of Commerce out here yesterday taking photos for the new 2020 postcards from Scottsdale. They won't be doing that today. They have the day off because it's overcast.
Is that true?
No.
No, thank you. All right, thank you very much. Yes. I believe anything you say.
I appreciate that.
Well, we have a phenom in camp.
We do.
I think, and usually phenoms are 20 years old or 22 years old. This guy is over 30.
Yeah.
But he legitimately, Darren Ruff, has sort of opened up a lot of eyes in camp.
I mean, you look at the second home run he hit yesterday, Marty. The first one to the opposite field onto the berm. It was excellent. He went the other way with the ball. And then the second home run he hit over the batter's eye, 430 feet to dead center field. That batter's eye is, what, 40, 50 feet high? And so that's probably a 475, 480-foot shot. And Darren Ruff's got legit power. It's not a question of whether it will translate to Oracle Park. He's the type of right-handed hitter who the Giants have desperately missed the last few years. And you just wonder, can the spring training stats, can the stats from Korea translate against Major League pitching?
Are you telling me he hit it over that big 40-foot-high
yes,
batter's eye?
That's where he hit it, yes.
Wow.
I still think Zach Green's home run actually went farther. He hit his into the tree beyond the left center field berm. So we're talking the walkway back there.
The last one I saw, honestly, hit it that far up on the batter's eye or over the batter's eye, I think was Andre Ethier.
Yeah, that does not surprise me.
That was the last one.
A few years ago, Mac Williamson did it in Tempe. He did it at Tempe Diablo Stadium, but it's not 430 at Tempe Diablo. This is the deepest part in all of the Scottsdale Cactus.
Wow, okay. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I did not realize it went over the – I heard everyone say it, but I lost track of it, and I see 430, and it's a 40-foot-high wall. It went over that wall.
It did, yeah.
Okay.
That shocked me.
Yeah, that's quite a shot. So what's the ceiling for this guy? What could happen with Darren Ruff?
I mean – he's 33, so
he's
probably already hit his ceiling as a player. Yeah. And it was probably in Korea 2 years ago when he OPS'd over 1,000. But coming back to the United States, my guess is he will be the opening day first baseman for the Sacramento Rivercats. And if anything were to happen to Brandon Belt, Wilmer Flores, their first base options, then if Darren Ruff takes off in the PCL and hits like they expect him to, then he'll get that next opportunity in the majors. Remember, he crushed left-handed pitchers when he played for the Philadelphia Phillies from 2012 to 2015. There was not a question of whether he could be a solid platoon guy. Can he be that for the Giants in 2020 at age 33? There is a little bit of a question there.
Well, maybe does he have an out, an opt-out?
I'm sure he does, but I think that someone in his position after being away from the United States for 3 years, coming back stateside, probably has to go to the minor leagues and prove it for a bit.
Okay. I'm trying to think like a Ryan Vogelsong in a way. When he came back from Japan and Zito got hurt, next thing you knew, Vogelsong was here and he got a whole major league career again.
You know, plenty of guys are doing it right now. Yeah. Last year we saw Merrill Kelly do it with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he's in that rotation. He went over to Asia and then came back a different pitcher and became a successful major leaguer last year.
I talked to Brian Bannister finally.
Did you?
Yeah. It's so hard to find him.
Exactly.
You know, because he's working so hard. But I did find him finally, and we talked a little bit about Cahill. And told me what you and I talked about earlier today, and Cahill had it yesterday.
My
three perfect innings, five strikeouts. Where does he fit in? Because Bannister claims when he's on, he's as good as anybody in baseball.
Yeah, this is the inside baseball conversation. The spin rate on Trevor Cahill's curveball is elite. 98th percentile last year when he was a terrible pitcher for the Angels. He had a 5.98 ERA. But if he can throw that curveball effectively, if he can use the changeup to his advantage, then the sinker comes in 92-93. And all of a sudden, Gabe Kapler said yesterday, you're talking about an Anibal Sanchez-type guy at the back end of the Giants rotation. And so they think that he's probably a 4- or 5-inning guy and probably not going to give you much more than that. But you throw Trevor Cahill two times through the order, turn things over to your bullpen, you've got something there. You know, he doesn't have to be the 200-inning pitcher. He never has been. But if you have him go 110 to 130 innings this year, there's a real effective role for Trevor Cahill on this staff.
Can you explain what a spin rate is?
No.
Thank you. All right.
I can.
Do your parents know what it is?
No, of course. Okay. I don't think that 98% of baseball fans could understand what a spin rate is, but it's ultimately how much the ball is spinning out of a pitcher's hand before it gets to the home plate, the rotation on the ball. So it's like rotations per meter or something like that. It's RPM.
Okay.
Is the
higher the better.
Exactly. The higher the better. And the same is true of fastball spin rates. So someone like Jeff Samardzija, who only throws his fastball 91 to 93 miles an hour, his spin rate last year with the fastball was 98 percentile. And so you're adding a few miles an hour to your fastball when you've got the spin rate working like that.
Okay. We talked to the professor today about Pablo Sandoval. Here's what he said about Pablo.
Pablo, we had two outs, and, you know, I always go over the scenarios with him. Hey, two outs, the ball gets away, let's take a chance. It's easier to score, you know, running there if you got a shot to score than waiting for a two-out hit. And, you know, there was left-hand hitter up, and the third baseman's way off the line. So what makes the play is his ability to get down the third baseline further because the third baseman is not close. And Pablo looked at me and told me, the pitch before, if it's in the dirt, I'm gone. And sure enough, it came, and he was ready for it. You have to anticipate. He did, and he was in there safe. And great run, base running play by Pablo, being ready for the moment.
That's Pablo. And he's got a good baseball. And we continued on that conversation, and it's archived on our page and all that. But his baseball IQ is top-notch.
It's through the roof. Pablo Sandoval has succeeded at the major league level for so long because he understands his game and how he can apply it to the rest of the field. And so when you see a play like that, it doesn't come as much of a surprise. Even though he's probably in the bottom half of base runners in the league when it comes to speed, his natural instincts allow him to thrive. And that's why I've really been impressed, Marty, with Mauricio Dubon this spring, because he has those natural instincts that we've seen from a Pablo Sandoval that Brandon Crawford has had at times through his career. Because remember, Crawford is very slow relative to the rest of the shortstops in the league, but he's got such good instincts that it allows him to make up for it. So when you've got an athlete that the Giants do in the caliber of Mauricio Dubon, you can really do a lot with him because he understands the game and how to take advantage of his opponent.
We see Samardzija today, Carey Crowley with us. We see Samardzija. Last time I saw Samardzija pitch, he was at 84, 85, 87, 86. And then he got upset after someone hit a home run. He threw 90.
Yeah.
But it was unusual. But this is spring training. As Brian Bannister has laid out, for everybody has something to work on to make them better. And it's for Samardzija. We'll see Samardzija today. You'll see him on TV if you watch the game as well. And a lot of breaking stuff.
A lot of breaking stuff. And they are hammering home how good his splitter can be when it's effective. You know, Jeff Samardzija didn't throw the splitter at the beginning of his Giants tenure. It wasn't something that he really had a feel for, but he called it his hot cheating girlfriend. That was the terminology that he used. So, he's in love with the splitter. It's not always there for him. It's not always reliable to him, not loyal to him, but right now he has the splitter going, and if he can use that effectively, then he's a completely different pitcher. He can mix it with the cutter. He can throw the slider off of it, the fastball, which we know he has and that has the spin rate. And so if Jeff Samardzija is a four-pitch guy like he was last year, there's no reason to think he can't replicate the success that he had in 2019.
See Tyler Rogers today, too. And look, it's uncanny. And I gave his stats from last year. I didn't realize 1.02 earned run average, three walks, 18 strikeouts, 17 innings. And even down here, he just never gets barreled up, so to speak. We'll see him today. What's his ceiling? Where could he end up?
The ceiling is major league closer on opening day.
Yeah.
I think so. I see no reason. You know, if Tony Watson continues to deal with this shoulder or arm injury that he's got right now, there's no plan for him to enter a game anytime soon. So he could very well open up the season on the injured list. You look at the other candidates, Reyes Maranta on the injured list. Yandel Gustave already sent down to minor league camp. So what is this, a two-man race between Trevor Gott and Tyler Rogers for the closer job? And we know how much the Giants love Rogers. So I very much think that the submarine right-hander who never got a chance could have been Rule 5 by 29 other organizations and wasn't could wind up being the Giants' ninth inning guy on opening day.
And be good.
Yes.
And actually be good.
Exactly.
So we get to,
at 83 miles an hour.
We get to see him today, and it's going to be interesting. His command is impeccable.
Oh,
that's the deal for
unbelievable
him.
Unbelievable to almost have your wrist scrape the pitcher's mound dirt and then just put the ball wherever you want it. He's playing a completely different game than other pitchers are, Marty.
So for the Mariners today, we see Justice Sheffield, that phenom left-hander, remember, Cleveland to New York and now Seattle. Get to see him. And then hitting eighth, D. Gordon. Don't they know what D. Gordon does to the Giants? Did they not read the reports?
I think D. Gordon hit a home run at Scottsdale Stadium last year,
D. Gordon,
Marty,
kills the Giants.
Yeah.
You know, when he was with the Dodgers, I always said, if you keep him off the bases, you got a chance.
Exactly.
If he gets on, forget it.
D. Gordon owns the Giants, and hitting eighth today, he'll probably go 3-for-3 with a couple home runs and a triple.
Come on, D. Gordon, and then you got Cargo in the lineup for that. What happened to the Seattle Mariners? My goodness.
I mean, Marty, this is a team
that
hasn't been relevant since I was a child. Ichiro made them relevant for 9 years when he played for them. But,
amazing.
The Mariners have completely fallen off the map, and they are no closer to getting back to the postseason than the Colorado Rockies or the San Francisco Giants. And, you know, Mark Simon says was big on the Rockies, Marty, for some reason. I am not. I just want to go on the record and say that.
Okay. You did make a face as you were listening to Mark A. Simon says on Twitter.
Well, he was saying that the Rockies have a clearly better roster than the Giants. And look, they have Nolan Arenado. They have the best player, potentially one of the two or three best in the National League West that includes Mookie Betts and Cody Bellinger. But the Giants as a whole are better. And when you play 81 games at Coors Field, you're not going to make the playoffs on an annual basis.
All right. Well, you're a tough guy to convince. We know that.
Yes.
And that's why I'm going to say Bridge Bank is my bank.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
Go down to San Jose, see Jesse Garcia, Sheetal Cordova in San Francisco, in Oakland, or Mike Letterman in San Francisco. They take a business to the next level. They understand business and member of the FDIC and the Western Alliance Bank family. And I'm going to get you to Pave Fine Jewelry.
Michael
Enlick is the best. And
I'm looking forward to it, Marty.
No, so I'm seriously going to take you over there, and you're going to enjoy that. Where are the folks today?
Probably scouting out my new home in River Islands in Lathrop.
Well, you asked me, should you buy in Scottsdale or River Islands? I suggested River Islands.
I think Scottsdale.
Everything you have is in the Bay Area. It's perfect for someone in your situation, soon to be married with a family.
Soon to be married with
a
family.
Right. You have all people like that there. You've got families there. You've got schools there. I can see you one day, the mayor of River Islands.
Wow, wouldn't that be an honor, Marty? Just to parlay my baseball sports writing career into a political career out in Lathrop. I can see it.
RiverIslands.com.
Yeah,
plus, you play bocce ball, too.
Oh, yes. Well, that's the true selling point.
All right. Give me a prediction on the score today. That's our question for Original Joe's.
7-4. 7-4.
So who wins?
I don't know.
7-4. And how many hits for the Giants?
We'll say 11 hits.
All right. We've got people guessing today from Ohio, Cambodia.
Why not?
Leona in Savannah, Georgia. Of course, they're never going to come to the dinner, but they're participating.
But they can send a proxy to the Original Joe's dinner.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. Kerry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, that's Kerry Crowley. I'll be back with you with our post-game show. Bill Lasky will join us, Mark W. Sanchez as well. Giants baseball coming up right now on the Sports Leader.